At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Tuesday, April 4th.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to go to a jam-packed Major League Baseball slate tonight with 14 games across the board, and focus on a game in my neck of the woods. Going to Fenway Park, Boston Red Sox hosting the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight in an interleague showdown. 7:10 p.m. matchup here. Currently, the Red Sox are listed as a minus 140 home favorite. The Pittsburgh Pirates, a plus 120 road dog with a total of 9. Now, going to this matchup, both teams are 2-2. The Pittsburgh Pirates actually stole game one of the series last night, 7-6, winning as a plus 135 road dog. Tonight's rematch, the Pittsburgh Pirates send out Ronsney Contreras, a young stud pitcher, 5-5, 3.79 ERA last year. He'll be facing off against Nick Pivetta, veteran righty for the Sox. 10-12 last year, 4.56 ERA. So what have we seen across the board? Well, looks like the public is all over the Red Sox. No surprise there. Bigger name squad here. A lot of bias against Pittsburgh, who's been very bad for very long. Currently, 82% of bets are laying the money line price here with the Red Sox at home, according to our VSiN.com bet splits coming directly from DraftKings. However, despite 82% of bets sweating the Sox, I've actually seen the Red Sox fall. They opened as high as minus 150. Now you're down to minus 140. I see some shops even creeping a little bit lower, down to minus 135. So this would be a classic reverse line move when you have heavy betting on the popular side, yet the line doesn't go further to the popular side. It goes away from the popular side toward the unpopular side. So kind of got to ask yourself, take a step back. If everyone and their mother is on the Red Sox tonight, then why is this line dropping toward the Pittsburgh Pirates? Tells me that respect to money here, grab the plus money with Pittsburgh, just saying, hey, this payout here is pretty good, pretty juicy plus money spot for Pittsburgh, so we might as well grab it, drop that line in favor of the Pirates, despite being a very contrarian spot or contrarian bet tonight, only getting 18% of bets. Also, you would have value here with the Pirates as a dog with a high total. Correlative betting, it's when you kind of compare the side to the total and look for kind of an edge one way or the other. So if you look in baseball, when you're looking at a dog, you want a high total. High total is really anything 8.5 or higher or 9 or higher. A low total would be anything around 8.5 or less or 8 or less. And basically, when the odds makers are predicting quite a few runs here, a total of 9 or more, when you have more runs, basically it leads to more variance, more upset opportunities, more volatility, which benefits a dog. When you're on a favorite, you want a low total because fewer amount of expected runs scored, more likely they come from quote-unquote the better team. So Pittsburgh in that contrarian spot with that sharp reverse line move. You also have the high dog high total correlative betting. Interleague line move as well. You know, typically line moves are always important because they are a reflection of sharp money coming in, taking a position, but especially in interleague matchups because the lack of familiarity kind of makes it a more difficult cap. So if smart money is taken aside, it's almost like a pure respected smart money side in an interleague matchup versus a conventional matchup between two teams, same division or same same league. Pitching would be the big advantage for the Pirates. They have a 4.76 ERA as a team. Doesn't sound that great, but Boston, 7.50 team ERA. Also a bit of a gambler's fallacy play. Gambler's fallacy is basically, basically the Red Sox have to win tonight. They're the better team. Pirates stink. Red Sox lose the opener. They have to come back and win tonight. But you never want to operate on the premise of something has to happen or something is due. Always make the comparison with gambler's fallacy. You go to the roulette wheel. You know, if you're at Circa Sportsbook or South Point or Borgata, you go to the roulette wheel. It lands on black 10 times in a row. Most people would say, hey, I got to put my whole house on red the next turn because it's hit black so many times. You know, red is due. It's got to be red the next time. But no, it could just be black again. So you don't want to fall into that gambler's fallacy of Sox lost the opener. They have to win tonight. And then also looking at the total here, it opened at 9 over minus 115. Now it's 9 over minus 120. So quite a bit of liability here to the over. We have seen the Red Sox great to the over. 4-0. Perfect 4-0 to the over. They're hitting 311, and their team ERA is 750, and they have a bad bullpen and bad starting pitching. So they hit. They don't pitch. They've been a great team here to the over. So I'm leaning pretty hard to this over, and we do have a sharp move here toward the Pittsburgh Buccos and a big interleague matchup. Public on Boston. Line dropping here to the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, we're going to look toward another interleague showdown here. This one is in a NL ballpark, though. 7.05 p.m. Eastern time between the Tampa Bay Rays and the Washington Nationals. Currently, Tampa Bay is listed as a minus 175 road favorite, with the Washington Nationals around a plus 150 home dog, and the total here is 8.5. Going into this matchup, Tampa Bay is perfect. They're 4-0 to start the year. They won the opener last night against Washington 6-2, cashing as a minus 175 road favorite. Meanwhile, Washington 1-3 to start the year. Tampa Bay in this matchup will send out lefty Josh Fleming. Went just 2-5 with a 6.43 ERA last year. He'll be opposing Chad Kuhl for Washington, who went 6-11 last year with a 5.72 ERA. So what have we seen across the board? Well, looks like both pros and Joes are united, saying give me the Tampa Bay Rays here. Tampa Bay opened as a minus 160 road favorite. Now they've been bet up to minus 175, so we see pretty big steam move here of around 15 cents in favor of Tampa Bay. Again, any line move is meaningful, but you get steam 10 cents or more. That's kind of an easy, sharp indicator there of pro money going to Tampa Bay. We also have good system here, a road favorite who made the playoffs last year against an opponent who did not. Last year, that system went 272 and 167, 62%, with a pretty good return on investment there of around 4%. Also, interleague line move. We mentioned, interleague line moves there with the Pirates. Well, same thing here with Tampa Bay. That pure smart money move in the lack of familiarity game benefiting, quote-unquote, the better team. And you look at the stats. Really, Tampa Bay has been better in each category. They're hitting 278 versus just 211 for Washington, and they have a team ERA of just 1 versus 4 for Washington. So, they've been playing great here to start, 4-0 to begin the season. They got big steam here again today. Also look at the total, open at 8.5 over minus 115. Now it's 8.5 over minus 120, so some liability here looks like to the over. Also, when you're looking at totals, to me, I think if you kind of anticipate it a little bit based on the juice, if you like a juiced upside, you should typically grab it in the morning because you might see these lines move quite a bit. Like if you like Boston, the game that we just talked about, that over 9, you probably want to get it now before it goes to 9.5. If you like this over Tampa Washington, 8.5, probably want to grab it now before it gets to 9. It may not sound like a big deal, but for example, Washington Tampa Bay, you bet the over 8.5 in the morning. They land on 9 runs, you cash your bet. If you wait and you get this after it moves to 9, then it lands on 9 runs, you push your bet. So to me, with totals, it's very important to get that triggering number and anticipate the juice before it moves too much. So again, liability to this over. Also, pretty good bet split to this Tampa Washington over. Only 68% of bets, but 80% of the money. So slight public support here, but also big wise guy wagers here on the over. And then pretty good weather play. I always look at the weather when I'm betting a total. It's going to be mid-70s in Washington, in our nation's capital. 5 to 10 mile per hour winds blowing out to left center. So maybe you get a Warning track fly ball pushed into a first row home run. But I'm leaning pretty hard to that over. And I do like Tampa Bay in this spot with a good sharp line move in their direction. The return of Major League Baseball is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better bettor. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, I already gave away a couple of them. I got to tell you guys, I'm a Red Sox fan. I watch every game. And I'm going over with the Red Sox, over 9. We have it juiced up over here, 9 over, minus 115, minus 120. We saw it happen yesterday where that total open 9 got bet up to 9.5. Didn't matter. It sailed over, landed on 13 runs. But again, I want to be kind of proactive with my totals, trying to get better numbers in the morning before they move too much. So I've watched this team play, and I can just tell you, they have a pretty good lineup, and they have no pitching whatsoever. So for the foreseeable future, I'm going to be rocking the Boston Red Sox overs here, especially at Fenway Park. So I'm on the Red Sox over 9, got over 9 at minus 120. I'm also on Tampa Bay. Give me Tampa Bay at minus 175. I like that interleague line move, betting system match. I want to bet against Chad Kuhl, who's been a pretty good profitable bet against play here for a number of years. Used to be on actually the Colorado Rockies. So I'm on Tampa minus 175. I'm on Boston over 9. And then I got a couple NHL plays for you. So first one in the NHL. And I tell you what, guys, I love betting Major League Baseball and NHL. If you're a money line bettor, it's great to have both hockey and baseball at the same time because kind of a similar approach here. But anyway, first total for me, I have two totals, two overs. I'm going to take the over in the Edmonton Oilers LA Kings game. Give me the over 6.5. Number one, juice play. I actually bet the over last night over 6.5 with Arizona and Seattle. We saw that juiced up quite a bit to the over. So same thing here. Edmonton, LA Kings, over 6.5, open over 6.5, minus 115, minus 120. Now you're minus 125, minus 130. So basically the books are really jacking up this juice price here for the Oilers over with Connor McDavid. Also letting us know that, hey, this may even rise to 7. Now, 6.5 up to 7, if it goes to 7, you're going to get a lot of buyback on the under 7 here. So again, they're making you pay a higher price. Typically, they make you pay a higher price for a reason, not just that it's the popular bet. That's a side that they have liability on. 80% of bets on the over, but 90% of the money is on this over. The Edmonton Oilers are one of the best over teams in the NHL this year, led by McDavid and Draisaitl. If you haven't noticed, Connor McDavid has 146 points. Unbelievable here. Guys, just incredible. Shoo-in here for the MVP. Who's holding a McDavid plus 125 MVP? I am. I think he's now like minus 5,000. But anyway, Oilers 48-23 to the over with 6 pushes. One of the best over teams in hockey. LA Kings, not bad as well. They've been an over team, 38-34 to the over with 5 pushes. Edmonton is 10-2 to the over, their last 12 on the road. Goalies here, both with kind of bloated goals against average. 2.89 for Skinner, 2.84 for Korpisalo. So both you know teams starting goalies here giving up around 3 goals a game. Also offensively, almost 4 goals a game for Edmonton, 3.97 and 3.5 for LA. So both score, both give up goals. Power play, 32% for Edmonton, 25% for the Kings. So both good power plays. You know, if you take a penalty, hopefully we get some power play goals. And then also both teams only around 75% on the PK. So not great killing penalties. But really juiced up over here. McDavid has been great to these overs. I'm going to root for some goals, root for McDavid. I'm on the over, Edmonton, 6.5. At minus 125. And then one more over for you. Late night here. Seattle and Vancouver. It's a 10 o'clock game. The Edmonton game was a 10:30 game. But give me the Seattle-Vancouver over as well. Very similar. If you like the Edmonton over, you probably like the Vancouver over. It's another 6.5 over. Super juiced up at minus 125, minus 130. Vancouver has been one of your better over teams this year. 45-28 to the over with 3 pushes. It's a back-to-back. So yesterday, Seattle scored 8 goals. They beat Arizona 8-1, cashed that over, luckily, for Market Insights pod listeners later in the day. But got that over, and then playing today back-to-back, you're probably going to get Martin Jones in net. You had Grubauer yesterday. So Martin Jones, 2.99 goals against this year. He's looking to face Thatcher Demko, 3.37 goals against. So again, I always like some bad goalies. I don't like betting on an over when both goalies have goals against of like 2.1 or 2.3. So bad goalies, hopefully that continues. Good offense here. Both teams averaging about 3.5 goals a game. Vancouver is 5-1 to the over their last 6. at home. Seattle is 5-0 to the over their last five head-to-head against Vancouver. In the three meetings this year, there was a 5-4 game, a 6-5 game, and a 6-1 game. So we had 9 goals, 11 goals, and 7 goals. And what do we need here tonight? We need 7 goals or more. So banking on some offense here. Defensively, you have Seattle giving up 3.2 goals a game, 3.7 for Vancouver. And again, both scoring around 3.5. And on the penalty kill, not great. Both teams just around 70%. So rooting for some goals in this one as well, and a back-to-back versus Seattle. Give me the Vancouver-Seattle over 6.5, with the Edmonton Oilers over 6.5, with the Red Sox over 9, and the Tampa Bay Rays at minus 175. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Tuesday, April 4th. But reminder, even though college basketball is over, we turn the page. Obviously, it's going to be a while until some more college hoops returns. But that's okay, because we have a lot going on in the sports betting world. Major League Baseball, daily grind here now, with 15 games every single day for the next 6 months. You love to see it. NHL, NBA getting close to the playoffs here. Obviously, we have the NFL draft coming up later this month. So a lot going on in the world of sports betting. And at VSiN, we can help you make some smart bets here. So easiest thing you can do if you want more VSiN in your life, go to VSiN.com/newsletter, put in your email, hit submit. Once you do that, you'll be on our listserv for our daily newsletter, waking up in the morning automatically. In your inbox, you'll see a little email from Bill AD, my boss, who does a great job curating the newsletter, letting you know exactly what's going on at VSiN that day, but more importantly, in the world of sports betting, articles, links, great betting data, a great insight from our analysts, giving you the edge and the leg up here to hopefully cash some bets. As the wise man of VSiN likes to say, that's what it's all about. And then if you're looking to become a member, we'd love to have you. We have a great promo right now, only $9.99, 10 bucks. That's nothing. You go to a bar and sweat the socks, or you go to Dunkin' Donuts. That's just a couple coffees there, kid. 10 bucks and maybe a couple donuts. But that's 10 bucks to get everything we offer at VSiN for a full month. All the best bet picks sent to your inbox multiple times throughout the day. A live stream of all the VSiN shows, all the articles beyond the paywall, all those great DraftKings percentages, bets and dollars on every game, all included when you become a member. But if you don't do those two things, at least just give us a follow on Twitter. Support us on social media. We tweet out some great info all day, as well as clips from all the different shows. So make sure you follow us at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_Insights. But I wish you the best of luck. Check out the Market Insights pod later today. Typically comes out around 3 o'clock. This is the appetizer. The Market Insights pod is your main course. So we'll have some updated numbers in the afternoon, as well as some more best bet picks. But enjoy the sweats. Have a fantastic Tuesday, everyone. Good luck. And hopefully, as we mentioned, you can cash some tickets today, because that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats, everyone. Have a great Tuesday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.